You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're going to kick things off, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for the time. 17 rand 3 cents.
Yeah.
That's a happy number.
That's wonderful.
That's a great number.
And I, Jimmy, I can't see it weakening, looking a few months ahead. No one knows what will happen in the second half of next year, because I've seen some forecasts where they are saying the Rand will be 1750, 1770. But I don't see it at the moment. There's nothing on the horizon that, should weaken it dramatically. If anything, I think there's more talk of a weaker dollar. And why the weaker dollar, especially now, is that there's a lot of talk of further rate cuts in the US, certainly in December. Now I think the chances are more than 50% of a rate cut, and going into the new year the data coming out is supportive of rate cuts. But the big thing is that there's still a lot of concern about inflation, and the concern about inflation is causing the long rates or investors to be nervous, so they're getting out of the dollar. There's still a lot of worries about the structure, about the budget deficit, about the level of sovereign debt. So that pushes people into gold. That's pushing the gold prices holding. I'm not a technical analyst. I can't draw the noughts and crosses and lines and interpret all the various things that people see in charts, but I do see direction. And it looks like it's going to go better, as platinum and all the other, precious metals, silver as well. And with that's a backdrop, you're talking to Alan Gray about the all share performance, but gold shares went through the roof and they're not going to come down. So against that, the Rand's strong. And you've got better things happening here. I mean, things are stabilizing. Sorry to interrupt. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Things are steady.
Are steady. Uncle David, I wanted to look at the Rand in the context of the fact that this is even after we've been uninvited to next year's G20 on several occasions.
No.
I mean, looking at the Rand against the dollar, I remember having a conversation with Simon Brown about this and just what goes into the risk premium and the pricing of the Rand and all of that. And it seems as though the market is actually pricing positivity into the Rand and into the South African economy.
Well, I think just extending the conversation about getting out of the dollar, there's more and more talk of going into emerging markets. Look for emerging market bonds. And the proxy for emerging market bonds is the Rand, South African bonds, which means you have to buy the Rand. And why? Because we're a developed, when I say developed, this is a market that's been around for a long time. It's very liquid. It's sophisticated, certainly for emerging markets. And if you look at our long bond rates or our bond, rates, they're coming down, which is a very good sign. There's still a lot of profit in there. It's a very attractive area. But all of that is moving in the right direction. So we are, I would imagine, I haven't got the numbers in front of me, but I would imagine that we're seeing big flows into our bonds with these levels. And Jimmy, the other point is that if you've got your long bonds, whether it's 10 years, say, below, around about 8 or 8 and a bit, or even longer than that at 9, so that's your interest rate, and you've got inflation now being targeted 3, that's a lot of margin for you to make money or to protect your capital, even if you do pay tax. So it's very attractive. And I think that's what's keeping us alive and afloat. But I don't see things change. What I'm trying to say is I don't see anything happening that's going to necessarily alter that. So, it's Christmas. What's it? It's December.
It is. It certainly is. And it's starting to feel that way in the markets. If you look at equity markets, you look at just the performances across the board, there is some consistent profit taking. I mean, one day we're up, one day we're down. We're not really sure where we're going. But it's very consistent with market participants that have seen a market run hot, that are willing to take some capital risk off the table, and very much at this time of the year saying perhaps it's time to wind down portfolios for the year. I don't see the markets as kind of being jittery at this point. And this might be the first time, Uncle David, since we've spoken for this year.
I keep shouting at people like that. I'm saying, why do you, when you're doing well and the outlook is positive, why do you feel you're a victim? Why do you feel that something's going to happen to you? Why don't you just enjoy it? You know what I mean? Enjoy your profits. You know, enjoy what's happening. You don't have to be a misery. You don't have to go outside and keep, you know, in a raincoat and umbrella just in case it rains, which it has been, unfortunately, in Joburg. But I mean, you know, you don't have to keep protecting yourself. Just enjoy it. And if you make a mistake, well, you'll get out. And it's pretty easy in liquid markets to undo positions. So that's why, you know, it's fun. And I think it's nice to go into the end of the year with this kind of feeling.
I think it's a bit of trauma, Uncle David, from the fact that we've had some extremely volatile and uncertain times over the last couple of years, and markets might have actually forgotten what it's like to just have a free-flowing situation, particularly with the current president of the United States. But Uncle David, I want to take a look at more stable pricing across the board. The fact that silver pricing is now approaching $60 a fine ounce for the first time, palladium's above $1,500, platinum's chasing down $1,700. We touched on the gold price and its performance. It just seems as though at this point, as you said, where you didn't see any negativity on the rand, I am struggling to see how we're going to close out the year in negative territory.
No, you're not going to close out in negative territory. If anything, it looks like those metals want to go better. But that doesn't mean that's the end of markets. You know, from emerging markets, from our market, it's going to keep us afloat. The bottom end of the market, or say SA Inc., hasn't done particularly well, but it should come off this bottom. You know, banks and retailers and so on haven't done remarkably well. We've been held up by the gold and platinum shares, but that can change. I'm looking at property stocks, you know, and I was surprised to see how strong they've been this year. And that's all because rates are coming down, costs are being controlled, they haven't got the electricity issues that they had. You've been looking at results from the property companies, yes, they're talking about increasing their distributions. And with rates coming down, that makes them more attractive. So, and look, even if we look at the US markets as well, despite the fact that the man in charge is not a very nice man, but to quote him, you know, but they should still hold. We're not seeing the bubble bursting in AI stocks or in tech stocks. They're holding well. That story seems to be, floating away. These markets, I think global markets will just do pretty well and certainly hold where they are now and even start the new year off on a better foot.
Uncle David, you touched on property stocks, and I want to take a look at a SENS announcement before I let you go that was released, I want to say, about 15 minutes ago. So very, very fresh SENS announcement from one of the leading property companies in South Africa, Hyprop. They announced a 300 million rand accelerated book build aimed at financing some of their additional projects and positioning themselves for potential acquisitions. Now, this is at the same time a business that is selling off its Hyde Park property that is expected to bring in 1.6 billion by the time that sale is concluded. What do we make of the book build at this time?
Get the money. They'll get it in. Tomorrow they'll announce, early in the morning you'll see that they've done it already. There's a big appetite for that. And the numbers that they came out with their results recently, which are pretty good, you know, upbeat. I can understand why they're getting rid of Hyde Park. I think companies are moving out of these big malls other than maybe the waterfront or Sandton City and so on. I think retail is pretty tough, and it's going down to more, you know, strip malls or what would you call them, suburban malls and that. But and that's where they'll go. But their numbers were okay. You know, so I can't fault him. I don't go through property companies in great detail, but, you know, I certainly read the headlines. But watch tomorrow morning, done and dusted, that 300 million. Institutions got plenty of money. And where they're going to get a good yield, they'll invest.
Where good yields present themselves, investors will continue to flock. And at the moment, those good yields are the South African markets and emerging markets. But we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, to Uncle David for those insights and for the time. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining us to take a look at markets and some of their developments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.